Meanwhile, food security is becoming a major issue in North Korea. Flooding last year, higher commodity prices, and political wrangling with major donors South Korea have pushed North Korea to a food shortfall. The United States this week agreed to send 500,000 tons of food through the United Nations World Food Program, while North Korea's leaders agreed to accept the aid. Paul Risley is the World Food Program's spokesperson for Asia. He said that North Korea is struggling to feed its population after the floods last August wiped out much of the harvest.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization estimated about 3 months ago that the shortfall between the production of food in DPRK and the needs of its people was about 1.6 million tons of food cereals such as rice, wheat, and corn. This is a very significant gap, certainly the largest since 2001 in DPRK, which is a country that has experienced food shortages like this before. And in large part, this very significant food gap this year was caused by extensive floods in August of 2007 that wiped out a lot of last year's harvest. North Korea is a very special place because there is much less trade with other nations with regards to its food security status. It does not rely on great imports of food for purchase by its population, but rather attempts to grow as much as they can on their own and then have to rely on other organizations such as the World Food Program